From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is in Indonesia, where he'll sign a comprehensive partnership agreement worth billions of dollars, a measure tying the world's most populous Muslim nation more closely to the United States. Mr. Obama says he believes the U.S. is making progress in improving its relationship with the Muslim world.
We don't expect that we are going to completely eliminate some of the misunderstandings and mistrust that have developed over a long period of time. But we do think that we're on the right path.
Mr. Obama spent 4 years of his childhood in Indonesia, and he says it feels good to be back.
You know, I have a sister who's half Indonesian. My mother lived and worked here for a long time. And so the sights and the sounds and the memories all feel very familiar.
The president says he wished he could stay longer. The visit, which was slated to be less than a day, may now have to be shortened further because of concerns about the ash spewing from Indonesia's Mount Merapi volcano. The death toll from the volcano's eruptions has now topped 150. The government is expanding security restrictions on air cargo bound for the U.S. following the interception of two parcel bombs last month. NPR's Giles Snyder says a ban on cargo from Yemen is being widened to include shipments from Somalia as well.
The new measures also prohibit toner and ink cartridges weighing more than 16 ounces from any domestic or international passenger flights inbound to the United States. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says all cargo identified as high risk will also be subject to extra screening. Air carriers were notified of the new rules last week, and they take effect immediately. The discovery of two bombs destined for the U.S. from Yemen through FedEx and UPS sparked a global scare 2 weeks ago. The bombs were hidden in toner cartridges, but after a tip from Saudi Arabia, they were intercepted in Dubai and Britain's East Midlands Airport. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
The push to treat heart attack patients as fast as they arrive at the hospital is not paying off as expected. NPR's Richard Knox reports that the problem may not be what happens inside the hospital.
Hospitals have worked hard in recent years to make sure heart attack patients are treated as fast as possible once they arrive at the emergency room. Doctors call this interval the door to balloon time because the treatment often involves threading a tiny balloon into the patient's heart to open his clogged coronary artery. Over the past few years, Michigan hospitals have shaved nearly 45 minutes off the time it takes to begin this balloon treatment. But University of Michigan researchers were dismayed to find the heart attack death rate didn't budge. Their study is in the archives of internal medicine. The researchers say maybe it's more important to focus on persuading heart attack patients to get to the hospital as soon as they have symptoms. Richard Knox, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington. The defense is expected to present closing arguments today in the case of the first Guantanamo detainee to face trial in a civilian court in the U.S. Ahmed Ghalani is on trial in a federal court in New York City. He's accused of taking part in a plot to bomb two U.S. embassies in Africa more than a decade ago. Those attacks killed 224 people, including a dozen Americans. A federal judge has halted, at least temporarily, a new amendment to Oklahoma's constitution. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty says the measure would bar state courts from taking international or Islamic law into account when deciding cases.
70% of Oklahomans approved the ballot initiative last week, but the new amendment was immediately challenged. Munir Awad went to federal court and said the law would curtail his religious freedom and would single out Muslim practices as not worthy of legal recognition. Courts routinely accept agreements, business contracts, and wills, for example, based on Catholic or Jewish law, as long as they don't conflict with American law or policy. Awad asked federal judge Vicki Miles LaGrange to stop the law from being certified for now. She agreed and scheduled another hearing in 2 weeks. Constitutional scholars say the amendment has another major problem. It would also stop judges from recognizing international law. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the U.S. is open to the possibility of keeping some troops in Iraq past next year if the Iraqi government makes that request. For now, Iraqi political groups have not yet agreed on a new government months after inconclusive parliamentary elections. Iraqi leaders are meeting again today to try to work out an agreement. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.